Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Most of California's public school students have been in distance learning for nearly a full year, and there are still no concrete plans to reopen schools. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom had a $2 billion plan to bring younger students back to classrooms by mid-February, but the proposal appears to have stalled in the legislature. The influential California Teachers Association has resisted returning to classrooms during the pandemic. The union's President E. Toby Boyd says counties where the virus is considered widespread should not open schools.
Yes, the numbers are going down, and yes, the ICU beds are opening up. That's wonderful news, but we can't just jump the gun and say, okay, we're going to do this now.
CDC researchers have said there's little evidence of outbreaks in schools as long as precautions like masks are in place. But Boyd says union members still don't want to return to classrooms until they feel safe.
We need to make sure we have all the other items in place in order to mitigate the spread of the virus in the classroom, because it does occur.
This is now a matter of political will.
Megan Bacigalupi is part of a growing group of parents across the state calling for a plan to reopen schools as soon as possible. The Oakland mother of two says it's disingenuous for Newsom to say he's following the science on pandemic precautions.
You can't say follow the science and listen to Dr. Fauci and listen to the CDC when Dr. Fauci and the CDC are saying schools can be opened safely. You can't then have one slight carve out for teachers' unions.
The CTA wants educators to get vaccine priority, but the state is short on supply and there are already millions of seniors waiting their turn too. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Police say two men have been arrested in connection with an attempted robbery that left famed San Francisco private investigator Jack Palladino on life support. The San Francisco Chronicle says Palladino himself may have inadvertently helped detectives make the arrests after photographs were recovered from a camera the suspects unsuccessfully tried to steal. Palladino, who has worked on high-profile cases ranging from the Jonestown mass suicides to celebrity and political scandals, suffered a head injury in the violent attack on January 28th. Police say two men in their mid-20s were jailed on Sunday. Associated Press says it wasn't immediately known if they have attorneys. Californians with disabilities are worried they'll be overlooked in the state's COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan. That follows an announcement from health officials that priority will now be determined primarily by age group. Cap Radio's Sammy Caola reports.
More than 700 disability rights advocates gathered at a virtual town hall meeting Wednesday to voice their concerns about the change. Tim Jin is 45 and lives with cerebral palsy. He spoke through a voice assistance device.
This plan gives priority to people based on their job and age, but so far has neglected to account for the needs of Californians with disabilities. Why would a healthy 50-something get the vaccine before me?
People with disabilities say they too should have been bumped up. Judy Mark is president of the nonprofit group Disability Voices United and a mother of a son with autism.
It just makes no sense. It doesn't follow the science either, because we know that people with disabilities have significantly higher rates of hospitalization and death.
An NPR analysis last year of data from New York found that people with developmental disabilities die from COVID-19 at a rate 2.5 times higher than others who contract the virus. Governor Gavin Newsom says going by age group is the fastest way to get the vaccine out to the most people. Many counties are still vaccinating health workers and haven't started immunizing seniors on a large scale. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
After a rough legislative session last year because of the pandemic, California lawmakers are dreaming of ways to adapt or prevent the climate crisis. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero has more on their ideas.
So far, there are more than two dozen bills addressing climate change. Lawmakers want to tackle everything from coastal erosion in San Diego to wildfire prevention in the Sierra. One of the bigger ideas proposed is by San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener. He wants all big companies with revenues over $1 billion to be held accountable for the pollution they emit in their supply chains.
There's no silver bullet, but we need to be clear that our business community, and particularly our largest corporations, are having a real impact on carbon emissions and are in a position to take bold action.
Lawmakers are also proposing ideas around making each part of the state accountable for adapting to climate change. climate change. The goal is to have a California-wide strategy for every ecosystem in the state. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.